Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
You're a better man than me, Tracy.
Thank you.
We've known this.
Yeah, I'm fine. A better man. Oh my God.
That was incredible.
Thank you. Oh my God.
So wait, why is Jessica the one that sings on the show?
Yeah.
That was incredible. Question for you guys.
I don't know why.
Actually, for you, Tracy, because Alan's going to be like, I know the answer. Oh,
of course. I don't know anything, so ask the dumb one.
Yeah. So my friend was on online dating, swiping through profiles.
Immediately a bad idea. Okay.
And the dating, like, I guess you're, I don't even know what category it goes under, said heteroflexible.
Heteroflexible? What a nice way of saying I'm gay and I don't like the word. Heteroflexible? I'm bi.
So
live your life,
it's
bruh.
It's different.
What do you mean? How are you flexible?
Because it's a term. Alan, you already know what this is, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate you.
Why do you know everything?
He's just like a dictionary.
God, so annoying to know everything.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. That
I know,
I have your
sorry
answers.
I'm smart. So sorry. So, I'm smart.
Heterosexual is
when you're straight.
You are straight.
Heteroflexible.
But under the right circumstances.
Oh, you'll take a dick up the ass if the moment feels right. Got it.
That's it. That's the definition.
That's the definition.
That's
Webster.
So I got it
Webster
right
now. Webster said, if it feels right.
And I'm just thinking, like, wow, imagine putting that in your dating profile. Like, we've come so far.
Way to go back in time. I'm pretty sure all, like, the cavemen were heteroflexible.
Oh, for sure.
Like, if the right guy pulls the right boar,
yeah,
I may fuck him.
If there's a woolly mammoth nearby and you're pretty cold and you need to keep your dick warm, you
I'd shove it somewhere.
Heteroflexible.
Yeah. It's almost like we've just gone back in time.
Listen, I don't know. It's dating is so hard.
Okay, listen.
And then you got to deal with that.
I love everyone's sexual preference. I love that there's just freedom to be whatever, do ever, fuck whoever. I love that for everybody. I personally will not fuck. My man cannot be fucking other men. That just can't be. That's just me personally. Yeah. I love that people do it. I love that for them.
I feel like
I just can't do it.
I have enough to worry about.
I don't need two men to worry about. One man is plenty. One man is plenty.
Like, I gotta worry about you wanting other women, and then if the moment is right, other men.
If it's right. If it feels right at that very moment.
And what does that mean if you put that in your dating profile? Like, are you just saying straight up, like...
No, in his dating profile, that means that when it says looking for, it's both men and women.
Mm.
I mean, so in general, I feel like people that, like, put heteroflexible have not really had much experience with it. And so they're not really sure. Like, they're more on the leaning side of, like, bisexual or pansexual, but they don't know for sure because they've not done it.
What's pan meaning?
Some people, like, might do it and be like, oh, okay, that was definitely not for me.
Mm.
Okay, so...
Wait, sorry, back up.
Okay, remind me about know what pansexual.
The pansexual means again?
So I don't know the official definition, so you can go ahead and tell her that. I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know what the terms... I don't want to fuck up the terms.
So... Essentially, it's very flexible now because a lot of people who identify as bisexual don't really mean it in the sense that they only believe they're two genders. They just say they're bisexual because that's what they're comfortable with. Pansexual means that you are okay with sleeping with anybody no matter what their identity is.
Like, they used to be male, now they're female, they couldn't care less. A guy and
girl
is whatever.
Right. Pansexual is they're fine sleeping. Man, woman, someone who identifies as transgender, Like, it doesn't matter if you're pansexual. Whatever you reach into their pants and find, you're happy with.
That's pansexual?
Not for me. Yeah. Not pot on me.
Pansexual.
No pot on me.
You're not pansexual? I feel like you're pansexual.
No, I definitely am not.
You reach down pants.
I would lightly walk the line of bisexual. Therefore, I don't date women. But
you
like,
pants
I guess
them.
No,
pansexual.
I guess transflexible. Not transflexible.
Transflexible.
Heteroflexible. Where if it's right.
If the moment's right.
If the moment's right. Wow. But it's a little different for a girl, I
we
feel
found
like.
The word for you, finally.
Yeah. If I'm tequila it up enough, maybe.
We've been searching for so long. I mean, how lame does straight sound these days?
You know, we're boring.
It sounds like we're the biggest prudes.
Yeah.
Everyone
well,
else
we're,
has
we're
a
the
cool
bottom
name.
Of the totem pole.
We truly are.
We're like the basic package. There's no add-ons. There's
literally
no
straight. The word in itself
is the worst.
Is just saying like you're straight as narrow, like you're vanilla, like you suck.
I don't like identifying as vanilla though. I'm very offended by anybody who would ever call me vanilla.
I would like
I'm
to also not
okay.
identify as straight. We need
no,
to
I
take
feel
our
like
name back.
Jess like acts like she's so innocent. Jess is also hetero flexible.
I
know for a
the whole
fact
thing.
Jessica is not fully straight.
I don't think you can genderfy me, okay? That's the thing, right, Alan?
I know for a fact. I'm not over here outing her, but
great. The whole thing is very much a spectrum. Like, you could fall any place. There's a test you can take to see where you end up falling more on the spectrum.
Oh, we should take the test.
Give us the test.
Oh, let's do that.
You should 100% take the test.
Oh,
I have to, like, look it up.
All right, let's do that.
But.
Oh, wow.
I would say if at any point you've ever, like, if you're a woman or identify as a woman and have had a vagina in your mouth, then you shouldn't be putting, hey, I'm straight on anything.
But what would that be, bisexual or heteroflexible? Because bisexual, I feel like that means you would date a woman.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily, because I identify as bisexual, but
yeah,
I'm
we
more
know that.
But I'm like, I'm more romantically interested
sexually
in men than I am sexually.
Bisexual. Then well, dating, you're sexually bisexual. You're not
no,
dating bisexual.
Separate, actually. I'm more inclined to be romantically interested in a man than I am sexually interested in a man. Like, I will have
oh.
sex with him, but like, so like, there's also on the side where some people will break that into like, you can be aromantic or biromantic.
This,
but like,
this is too confusing. I'm like
yeah,
such a
me,
one,
like, cool,
one organism.
What do you call someone
here?
That's not biromantic? They're no romantic. So
yeah,
they're just
zero romance.
That's aromantic.
You're aromantic.
That's me.
And that is,
that's a little
that's
confusing
because
some people might
like,
think I'm saying you're aromantic, but you're not.
Yeah,
you're aromantic.
Aromantic. No,
yep,
I actually do like romance. Crazy. I just don't like the word making love freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, we
I
know.
Don't know why.
We know. Because you're
aromantic.
Romantic. Oh, like you put that in your profile, 90% of the dudes that see it are gonna be like, she wants romance.
Yeah, big romance girl.
Hey, romantic.
No, I don't know. I just no. See, I am such a dom in my life. Like, I am in charge of my kids by myself. I pretty much take care of everything and anything that needs to be done as a parent. So, like, when it comes to a relationship, I need someone. I'm super submissive to somebody who's super dominant when I need them to be. Therefore, I could never, ever, 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 ever date a woman because there's just too many blurred lines of what who's supposed to do what. I need a guy who's a guy, a man, like a, yeah. I need that power over me. I like that. I like when a guy's like, get ready, I'm picking you up, we're doing this. I booked reservations. I did this. Here, let me. I won't let you drive because I drive. Like, that's. I need a.
They call that hetero juice head.
Yeah. No, they don't.
A hetero juice.
No, they don't.
A hetero.
They call,
I mean, really, I what Tracy is just saying.
Toxic masculinity.
She needs somebody in her life who is dominant, not necessarily masculine, but will dominate and be able to come in and say, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to wear. Go there. I'll see you here and yeah, I'll pick you up at this time.
Uh-huh. I need somebody.
She's craving
who's
a man because
take...
she never had
correct.
That.
Correct.
Like, I get it.
The
I get
of
why
times
you've
I
been forced
the
in
out.
The opposite direction. The amount of times I went there and Corey was sleeping on the couch.
I'm not using his name, but I recently was with somebody and whenever he walked out my front door, would instantly grab the garbage and take it out. Yeah. Wet. Wet. You don't have to do nothing else. Instantly, we will have sex right now. I don't care where we are. You're taking the garbage out without me asking you? Bro.
Can I say something about you?
Oh, what?
You're, may I say, I think we grow as we obviously age, but like when you're going through different relationships, I think your love language has shifted.
I think I like stuff like that. It isn't going to make or break me. Acts of service is important to me. It's the third on my list. I could not give a fuck less about, please don't ever buy me a gift. I hate it. Quality time. I'm very much an individual. I need to not spend every day with you. I don't like it. I like once or twice a week to see him.
What about acts of service?
Acts
I
of
feel
service
like that falls
important.
Under this category yeah. of man that you like someone
do,
that's going to
because I
do
never
these things
had
for
it.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Interesting. It's interesting yeah. how, you know,
I do think physical change. Touch and words of affirmation trump the acts of service. Like if you're constantly just showing me love and attention and loving on me and then being like, and you're beautiful and you're an amazing mom and you're this and you're that, that's going to get you way farther with me than the acts of service. Like I can take the garbage out by myself. It's not a make or break.
Mm.
But like that's a bonus. I will choose you over air and deep throat the fuck out of you if I see you pick up the garbage and take it out by yourself.
Yeah.
That is facts.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. Little things. I don't ever want to be given gifts. I don't like it. I want you to do things for me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
So
little
weird.
Things.
Two of my friends, like, the gifts is like their number one
thing. I know,
thing.
It's wild.
And like, how do you... I feel like it's a harder love language to explain to a guy you're dating or you met.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't know it. Like,
I do not
without
like
sounding like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, you need to buy me things. And they're like, no.
They should just put that on their main thing as when you're on a dating profile, it should be like love language, gifts. Then they know. You don't really have to talk about it. It's understood.
I get it. I get why it's a love language.
And some guys like buying girls gifts.
For sure.
Some guys like spoiling girls. I am physically uncomfortable when opening any sort of gift. Christmas from my parents, I still get weird about opening things. I don't know why. I don't like it. And people know to not buy me things. I'd rather you just do things for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I of all the love languages, that's definitely a tough one to explain if you're not with somebody that loves to spoil you.
No, but there are girls that's their main thing.
Literally, my friend's like considering breaking up with somebody because they do not understand her love language. She's just like,
well, that's important.
It's important.
Regardless whether your love language is ridiculous, where it's like buying gifts or not, that's still your love language.
And I'm just like, fuck, how do you break that down to him? I don't know. It's hard without seeming to come across a certain way.
Like a gold digger?
Yeah. You know? It's a weird one, but it is still her love language and it's still important to her. And that shows her in her mind that she's being loved.
Yeah, because that's apparently your love language is what you lacked growing up. Somebody said that to me.
Mm.
So like maybe that person didn't get gifts growing up. So it's super important to them now that they can express it.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know. Cause like I was like, I hugged my parents and shit like that. But like physical touch, like, that's one of my number ones. Like, definitely wasn't sexually assaulted as a kid. So I guess that tracks.
Oh my God, Tracy. Oh, wow. You ready to take this quiz?
Oh, you have it? Let me get our food and then yes.
All right. So if you open up the quiz.
Mm-hmm. Do I have it too?
Yeah, you have it too. Alan, you have it too, right?
Yep.
Okay. Don't say your answers out loud, but I will read them out loud.
I sent you the quiz. Why wouldn't I have the quiz?
No. This fucking guy. I hope one of the answers is this fucking guy. All right. Question one. What do you identify as? Man, woman, other. Okay. What am I putting?
The questions also aren't always in the same exact order.
Okay.
In the past few weeks, I have found myself sexually aroused by a man. Like the one thumbs up or the double thumbs up.
It's like, I like it. I love it.
Oh, wow. In the past 2 weeks, I have found myself sexually aroused by a woman. In the past 2 weeks, I've entertained the fantasy of being in a long-term relationship with a woman. In the past few weeks, I have found a woman attractive. In the past few weeks, I have fantasized about non-sexual petting or bodily closeness with a woman. Googled non-sexual petting. Alan, what's non-sexual petting?
Like just cuddling, just being near.
Interesting. Okay. In the past 2 weeks, I have found myself wanting to have a real life sexual intercourse with a man. In the past 2 weeks, I've wanted to touch a woman intimately and or be naked in the company of a woman.
Well, my results came in.
You're done already?
Yeah.
In the past 2 weeks, I have entertained the fantasy of being in a long-term relationship with a man.
And it's exactly what I thought.
In the past 2 weeks, I found myself wanting to have a real-life sexual intercourse with a woman. In the past few weeks, I have fantasized about non-sexual petting and or bodily closeness with a man. In the past 2 weeks, I have fantasized about sexual intercourse with a woman. In the past 2 weeks, I have found a man attractive. In the past few weeks, I have fantasized about sexual intercourse with a man. In the past few weeks, I have wanted to touch a man intimately and or be naked in the company of a man.
Double thumb.
Alan's like, double thumb. I want to be naked in the company of a man. Whoa. Okay.
All right, we all have results?
We all have our results. I'm confused.
We all have our results.
Now I'm more confused. I'm more confused.
It means you're super fucking straight. That's what that means. Shocking.
So it's got four quadrants: homosexual, bisexual, asexual, hetero. Set.
Okay, so I'm bordering bisexual, but definitely still straight. You see?
Yeah.
So my I'm still heterosexual, literally.
Oh yeah, you're on the line. Wait, scroll down a little bit. Let's see what it says. No, too far.
That's autism test.
Well, we should probably take anything. That too.
Your sexual orientation is 100% heterosexual with 46% homosexual, which places you in the heterosexual quadrant.
Whoa, this
AKA
is cool.
Exactly what I fucking said.
Alan, where are you?
100% heterosexual, 60.7% homosexual in the bisexual quadrant.
You are in the bisexual quadrant?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not. I'm one cube away, but I'm not. I'm in the blue.
Alan, tell us how you've fantasized about naked men.
So we can...
I took mine on the computer, so I cannot.
All right, me and Jess will screenshot. So we have...
Well, you know, this all comes down to the fact that I just find it so interesting. And again, our dating culture is just a wild place to be right now. You know, you're just looking for a man and then you get yourself.
And then maybe a woman if the feeling's right. Or maybe always a woman and if the ticker's ticking.
Yeah.
Maybe a guy.
I just love the word heteroflexible.
Yeah, it's more understanding than like most of the terms.
Yeah.
I understand it a lot more.
It just sounds like a word some dude made up so that he could just fuck whatever, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Without any consequences. Yeah. Just like,
think hetero flexible is the guys who are like, hey, if you want to stick a finger in my ass or eat my ass, I'm okay with it. Those are them.
Mm. Mm. And you. Don't forget you.
Yeah.
You.
But I don't need anything in my ass for and enforcing purposes.
See you next
time. What are you talking about? I thought that we had like a diamond studded butt plug for you or something.
Yeah, so nothing else goes in there.
Shots.
So keep everything else
fired. Shots fired. He brought up the butt plug.
Yeah.
The one that like matches your steering wheel?
Yeah, that's so that no guys will stare at my asshole when I'm bent over. I skeeved that. Guys, see you next Tuesday.
I cannot. I cannot with this show. What
you said. Oh, get me out of here.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.